Hi, my name is Lyle, and welcome to another edition of Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show. Coming to you here on Radio 101.5 UFM. So if you can, hang in there for the next hour, as I once again share with you what I feel is some of the best music out there with a Celtic edge to it, from both near and afar. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. To kick off today's Waxy's Dargle show, we have some music by Old Blind Dogs, one of my favorite music groups from Scotland. And since forming back in 1990, Old Blind Dogs have stood on the cutting edge of Scotland's Celtic music roots revival. Featuring Ellie Hutton on border pipes, here's Old Blind Dogs with their arrangement of Bra Sailin' on the Sea, here on 101.5.
Ship it well, see Latin more. Alas, cried my bonnie lass, the tab I were born. And it's for us sailing up the sea, when wind and weather fail. But it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. So when went to her farmhouse, 12 o'clock at noon, the lassie being proud-hearted, she would not let him in. And it's for all sailing on the sea, when wind and weather's fair. But it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. So she's tearing from her pocket cost her shillings and nine, saying, take this ring, my bonnie lad, for I've changed my mind. So he's taken the ring from his pocket, cost him goodies three, saying, take this ring, my bonnie lad, and I think well of me. And it's for all sailing on the sea, when wind and weather's fair. But it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish the time were there. It's better drinking wine, but it's better to be in my love's arms, where I've been many's the time. And it's for us sailing on the sea, when wind and weather's fair. But it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish that I were there. And it's for us sailing on the sea, wind and weather's fair, but it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish the time were when wind and weather's fair. but it's better to be in my love's arms. I wish that I were there.
Do you hear the trees fall in the forest?
Seasons turn and bring the change, the shifting of the weather vane. Clouds turn the sunshine into rain, and cry until it shines again. Another year that's had us see the passing into memory. Souls and hearts and voices stilled before that sun could claim them. We hold them close and we carry on in the breath between the here and gone. All the hearts that keep them still always have and always will. Through the dark and through the night, through the shadows into light, we hold them close and we carry on in the breath between the here and sun's return for all to see, a world alight and memory. Smiling faces are missing friends, music to our ears again. All the hearts that kept them still always have and always will. We hold them close and we carry on in the breath between the here and gone. We hold them close and we carry on in the breath between the here and
that was multiple Juno Award winner David Francey, who was born back in 1954 in Ayrshire, Scotland. He immigrated to Canada with his family in the mid-1960s when he was 12 years old, and David now lives in southern Ontario. David has just released a new album titled The Breath Between. This is David's 13th album and his first new album in some 5 years. And from the new album, we heard the title track, The Breath Between, and this song was written by David. In front of David Francey, some music by Karen Casey, who originally comes from Ireland's the County Waterford. Karen spent 4.5 years in New York City as the lead singer with the Irish-American supergroup Solace, before returning to her solo career in 1999. Earlier this year, Karen released her 12th studio album, which is titled Nine Apples of Gold. It includes a song that we just heard that she co-wrote with accordion player Sean O'Graham called Return to the Wild. We started off today's Waxy's Dargo show with Old Blind Dogs, and we heard their reworking of a popular traditional song called Bra Sailing on the Sea, a track that comes from a recording called Putumayo Presents Celtic Cafe. If you're just joining us, my name is Lyle, and you're listening to Waxy's Dargle, your Celtic Connection music radio show, coming to you here on your campus and community radio station 101.5 UMFM from the University of Manitoba. Getting back to some more music queued up next, a classic track by the Godfathers of British Folk Rock, Oyster Band. a band that's been entertaining us now for some 45 years. From a fine compilation album that was released in 2008 to mark the 30th anniversary of the formation of Oyster Band, we have a song called The Oxford Girl that was written by band members John Jones and Ian Telfer. Oyster Band, here on 101.5.
Is it true what you hear? Did you do it out of fear? Was the day drawing near when the child would start to show? Was it rage or shame? The damage to his name? Something worse, does anybody know? Did she pay the price for making them look twice? Like a glimpse of paradise across a dull and bitter land. Did she pass them by? Did to meet their eye? Scorn them all, and did they understand?
A grief to her father.
Did she really leave them?
A lover to her brother.
Yes, we all believe her.
Temptation to her betters.
No better than she should be.
Unfaithful to her lover.
He always knew she would be. She said, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song.
Case ever found? Police come swarming round on the trail already cold. Did he lead them a dance? Did he run away to France? Shop himself before the day was old. She was bound to lose if she set her face to choose. They never could excuse her for stirring up their fears. She was much too young. The earth has stopped to turn. You could hear the voices calling down the years. She said, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them who write the song. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. My time was short, the story long. No, I never had a chance to prove them wrong. It's always them that write the song. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. I met a man whose brother said he knew a man who knew the Oxford girl. Oxford girl.
At sunrise, your door a shade of faded blue. The air was pregnant with words unspoken, growing contractions of coming conversations.
growing canyon, our great divide. I won't pretend I don't know how we got here, but it hurts less when I act surprised. And if I could just ask for more time, the words alone would not suffice. But maybe if I fold them in a melody, they could find a way to fly. I take a breath and send love soaring, like letting go of a paper plane. Wrapped in a tune you might remember, gently gliding across the lane. And if I could just ask for more time, the words alone would not suffice. Maybe if I fold them in a melody, they could find a way to fly. Chance our voices would find each other in harmony entwined, we'd make a bed of golden threads and never lose our way again.
Never lose our way again.
That was In Echo, a Charlottetown-based trio that's made up of three musicians who hail from across North America. The band includes fiddler Carson McCowan, who comes from Ottawa, joined in by cello player and fiddler Tula Porcher from Victoria, along with guitarist Tom Gammons from Butte, Montana. Later this month, In Echo will be releasing a new album titled Hemispheres. And this is the trio's first full-length album since their debut recording of 2019. And from the new album, we heard a piece of music called All Nighter Polkas. In front of In Echo, a new trio of singer-songwriters from England, Iceland, and Canada. The trio includes Derbyshire-based singer Lucy Ward, along with Sævar Nuttur, a fine singer-songwriter from north of Iceland. And completing the trio is New Brunswick alt-indie artist Aidan Towns. From the trio's debut album, which is titled Unanswered, we heard a song called Paper Plane. Starting off that set was England's Oyster Band with The Oxford Girl. The album is named The Oxford Girl and Other Stories from 2008. Let's take a short break, and then I'll be right back with some more music. So if you can, try and stay with us. Before I get back to some more music, a reminder that if you have any questions or comments about the music you're listening to on today's show, you can always get in touch by sending an email to Waxies, and that's spelled W-A-X-I-E-S at shaw.ca. And you can also check out our weekly playlists and like us on the Waxies Dargo Facebook page at Waxies Dargo Radio. Queued up next, from the northeast of England, a champion of the Northumbrian small pipes, Catherine Tickell and her band The Darkening. The Darkening is the Northumbrian name for twilight. We're going to hear a song featuring the vocals of Josie Duncan called Long for Light. It comes from Catherine's newest album, Cloud Horizons. Catherine Tickell and The Darkening, here on 101.5.
Dun, 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 dun. was feeling lost and alone on the road so far from my home. Made the call that I'd make every day. Little voice on the end of a line said she hoped I'd be back in time. Then she said the words that made my day. You're like flowers in my heart. I walk through them whenever we're apart. You're like flowers in my heart. They'll always grow no matter where you are. Another town, another show. Sing a song you hope they'll know. Trying to touch a stranger in the hall. Tell them about a little girl, how she recreates my world every time I make this call. You're like flowers in my heart. I walk through them whenever we're apart. Flowers in my heart. They'll always grow no matter where you are. I walk to them most every day.
Seen standing 16, one or two eyes wild and green. You ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. Go with you no matter how I wanted to. When you ride into the night without a trace behind, run the claw along my gut, oh, one last time. I turn a face, an empty space where you used to lie. Look for the spark that lights the night through the teardrop in my eye.
That was Nine Barrow, a multi-award-winning Dorset-based British folk duo featuring the musical and vocal talents of John Whiteley and Jay Bouchardier. Heard a track from Nine Barrow's new fifth album, their first new release in some 2.5 years. The album is called Color of the Night, and we heard the duo's arrangement of a popular song written by Ireland's Jimmy McCarthy, and was made famous by Christy Moore, called Ride On. Before Nine Barrow, recognized as one of Canada's top performing singer-songwriters, we heard award winner Lenny Gallant, who's a native of Prince Edward Island and who now lives in Nova Scotia. We heard a song called Flowers in My Heart that Lenny wrote, and this song comes from an album called If We Had Fire that Lenny released back in 2009. Kicked off that set with a piece of music by Catherine Tickell and her band The Darkening. The song was called Long for Light, and it comes from Catherine's new recording, Cloud Horizons, that she released earlier this year. Currently living on Canada's west coast in Squamish, B.C., 20-something Jocelyn Pettit is making a name for herself as a fine singer and fiddle player who not only plays Cape Breton style, but also Scottish, Irish, Galician, Breton, and Quebecois. We're going to hear Jocelyn's cover of a song written by Scotland's Sir Dougie MacLean, who was born on 27th of December, 1954, and he's recognized as one of Scotland's foremost folk musicians. Jocelyn Pettit with Ready for the Storm, here on 101.5.
Mm-hmm. ocean and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. And the lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean.
anxious to go to that haven of rest where no tears ever flow, and I fear not to enter that dark, lonely tomb where our Savior has lain and has conquered the gloom. I rest in the hope that one bright day sunshine will burst through these prisons of clay, and old Gabriel's trumpet and the voice of
was Amelia Hogan, a fine San Francisco-based Celtic music singer. Amelia sings in the old-style Irish music tradition and also plays the baron and a small 22-string Welsh lap harp. She's a former member of two bands, Sheltering Sky and Molly's Revenge. We heard a track from Amelia's newest album, Taking Flight, she released last year. We heard her arrangement of the American hymn, The Old Churchyard, a track that also featured David Bauer on Low Whistle. And before Amelia Hogan, we heard BC's Jocelyn Pettit with Ready for the Storm, one of my favorite tracks from an album called Wind Rose. I hope that you've enjoyed the mix of music on today's Waxy's Dargle Show. And you're invited to tune in again next Sunday afternoon right here on 101.5 UMFM at 5 o'clock for another hour of music with a Celtic edge to it. So until next time, thanks for being with us this afternoon, and remember that peace and love never go out of style. To take us out for today, we have some music by Noss, G-N-O-S-S. They're a fine Celtic band from Scotland, made up of four talented young musicians who first got together at Glasgow's Royal Conservatoire of Scotland back in 2015. We're going to hear a track from the band's new third album that's titled Stretching Skyward, and an instrumental tune called Kifa Hill. So good night, take care, keep safe, and help look after others when you can. So until we meet once again here on 101.5, here's Noss. Bye for now.